Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Most of you have, at this point, attended some sort of virtual partner event in 2020. There's just no avoiding it, so we pretty much know what those look like. But how do some of the more social events work? Today we delve into that subject with Mark Hardy, Vice President of Product Management at Citix Canada, and chair and host of the company's Share the Magic charity efforts. Last year, the big Share the Magic event was a gala dinner and auction at the company's Canadian National Conference, but needless to say, those events have to look quite different because 2020. So we'll find out from Mark exactly what it's going to look like and why it's going to be a little bit more hands-on than the average gala dinner for this year's attendees. We'll get into the history of Share the Magic in US and in Canada, and we'll find out about the kids' charities that Share the Magic Canada supports. And although you may have missed out on part of the experience because of the lead times involved with an aspect of it, we'll find out how you can still get involved with both the dinner and the auction should you feel so inclined. I think Mark mentions an email address to contact a few times. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Mark Hardy. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely not a problem, Robert. Pleased to be here.
So we're coming up in the next few days on Share the Magic Canadian gala for 2020, and a little bit different this year than most. Name a thing about 2020 that isn't a little different than most years. But maybe to throw it open, can you sort of talk us through kind of the history and the mission of Share the Magic, because it's an idea that has been around in Cynics for a number of years, I believe, and a few years up here in Canada under your watchful eye.
Yeah, so it was 2010 when Peter LaRocque, our president of North American distribution out of Greenville, South Carolina, founded Share the Magic to support youth charities in the Greenville and the South Carolina area. Mm-hmm. And over the last 10 years, raised more than $14 million for youth in need, which is absolutely fantastic and just so inspirational for us in the Canadian business. We've been raising money informally for many years now, but last year we formalized Share the Magic Canada, had our inaugural fall gala, and now we were looking to do bigger and better things in 2020. But over the last 5 years, informally and formally in Canada, we've already raised more than $2 million for Canada's youth. And that's been focused around two charities. One, First Canada, also known as First Robotics Canada, which focuses on getting youth, especially women and underrepresented communities, into technology careers through robotics programs, builds teamwork, builds self-esteem, and quite frankly, builds the next generation of inventors, employees for our industry. And then also Kids Help Phone, national agency, phone, chat, text, kids in need across Canada. A phenomenal organization there, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, to support Canada's youth. So, carrying on the theme that Peter started, mm-hmm. we are also focused very strongly on Canada's youth.
And I think certainly Kids Help Phone is well known across, or Jeunesse J'écoute, depending on obviously where you sit in the country, a pretty well-known charity at a national level. But there's a very close personal, one might say, connection to for First, for Cynics, isn't there?
Well, there absolutely is, and it goes back to Kevin Marais, our former CEO, and his family members, who, when they were looking to get into engineering programs, started out within the first program with Lego robotics all the way through high school, and Kevin credits the first program with getting his kids into the best engineering schools in North America and establishing their careers. That's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why we're strong supporters, because if nobody is grooming the next generation of inventors and programmers and bringing new ideas into the technology industry, then none of us have anything to do a few years from now. So we need that new blood, new voices, especially voices from demographics that aren't as well represented in our current industry as they should be. Kevin was the chair of the first Robotics Canada Executive Advisory Board. He stepped away a couple of years ago, and I've taking over that role humbly, supporting them as much as I can. And we also support teams in local high schools to make sure that they have the financial ability to participate in the competitions, to build robots, and to launch their educational careers in STEM fields.
All right. Very cool. So you said this year you're going to go for a bigger and better experience. Obviously, I think everyone listening to this at this point has had some version of the 2020 trade show / partner show experience at this point. Curious, what does an event which is typically held, as a charity gala look like in 2020?
We really struggled with this, and I was probably pushing back more than the members of my committee. I've been to so many virtual events over the last 6 months that I couldn't imagine showing up for this event virtually, just listening to a number of speeches and then, you know, calling it an evening. But members of my team had participated in some happy hours that we had to keep the employees engaged, where we'd cooked tacos, chicken tikka masala together as a team. And they brought that concept to this event. And the more we talked about it, the more we thought, you know, as much as COVID has been a miserable bastard for everybody this year, there's a couple of real benefits here. So next Tuesday, the 24th, we go broad across Canada, across the U.S. with our message of support for Canada's youth. And as a caring community, we're going to cook together with a professional chef. And while we're enjoying the meal we cooked, we're going to listen to some messages from the charities and maybe a few words thrown in there by me. But because we weren't limited to a physical space,
right,
we can now go coast to coast to coast in Canada. We can include all of our friends and supporters in the U.S. We can go much deeper into our employee space, and friends and families can now join us. Yeah. Guarantee you, at last year's gala, which was tied to one of our main events, my mom didn't show up, but she's showing up next Tuesday to cook with us.
There you go.
Last year, 250 attendees. Fantastic for the first year. This year, we're more than 400.
Nice.
We are the Yukon to Newfoundland, California to Florida, and just a fantastically supportive audience to listen to the messages and to raise some money for Canada's youth. What we also looked at was, it's been a rough year for charities. And for a lot of people who depend on charities, not only the two that we have been historically supporting in FIRST and in Kids Health Phone. So what we're also doing this year is we have found food banks and family support charities in each and every province and territory. And we're going to make sure that some of the proceeds go to them to support community members in need due to employment loss or other circumstances this year. So really appreciative of the exceptional support, more support than we really could have anticipated given the climate this year, from all of our fantastic associates, our vendors, and our customers and partners. Couldn't have asked for more. I'll always ask for more, but you know, I really couldn't have asked for more from them.
Right on. So if I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, hey, I want to see what this is all about. I want to cook with Mark and a few hundred of his closest friends. How can I learn a bit more and get involved next Tuesday?
Well, it's too late for us to get you a box of ingredients, but we can absolutely get you the recipe. You can source the ingredients and you can join us for either the Eastern or the Western broadcast next Tuesday. If someone wants more information, hey, get it from the horse's mouth. Come to me, markha@synnex.com, and I'll get you hooked up for a fantastic meal next Tuesday night.
Perfect. Sounds good. You guys typically have some auction elements. Anything you want to talk about there in terms of what you're doing for the auction side of things?
Well, as I said, you know, never enough. So it's a virtual auction. So we don't necessarily need the items in hand as long as we can put a picture and a description up on the website. So if you would like to donate a product or a service to the auction, we'd absolutely love to include you in it. So again, it's markha@synnex.com. Send me the information and we'll get you up in the auction as well. As the auction is virtual, anybody can attend it. Although, you know, we really don't want to deal with the border and shipping stuff across the border. So, you know, wherever you are in Canada, even if we have to take it to you by dog sled, we'll get it to you. So if you'd like a link to the auction, hey, I think I've said it before, markha@synnex.com, contact me and we'll get you the information, because even though the support has been fantastic so far, I'll never turn any support away.
And you know they'll be able to get you the stuff, because it turns out Mark knows some folks who are in the logistics business.
A few, absolutely.
All right. Once again, appreciate your taking the time and all the best for Share the Magic in Canada in 2020.
Thank you, Robert. And thank you to all of our fantastic partners and supporters out there. It's been a tough year for everybody. Appreciate everything you've done for us, and looking forward to a significantly better 2021 in many regards.
Amen. There you have it, a rundown on what to expect at Synnex's Share the Magic virtual event with Mark Hardy of Synnex Canada. I'd like to thank Mark for joining us for the podcast and wish him and the team good luck with the event next week. Please consider donating or attending if you can. And of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back last week as we take a look at how SMB has faced down the impact of the pandemic and how Cisco's SMB strategy has supported that from a couple of different perspectives, that of its collaboration business and that of its Meraki business, as we're joined by both Aaron Hipp and Seamus McDonough of Cisco. Before then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. You'll find it on both Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave a brief review so we know how we're doing and others can find the podcast. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.